10.9. Part 3.
Finally, let's talk about Patricia Cornwell's research. In her 2002 book, Jack the Ripper, Case Closed, she said that she had identified the murderer and that she was convinced that Jack the Ripper was in fact Walter Sickert, the painter. What evidence did she put forward to support this claim?
Well, she mainly used DNA analysis. She actually spent over $2.5 million buying 32 paintings by Sickert. She cut up one of them to get the DNA from it. People in the art world were furious.
I can imagine.
And then she compared the DNA from the painting with DNA taken from the letters that Jack the Ripper sent to the police. Patricia Cornwell said that she was 99% certain that Walter Sickert was Jack the Ripper.
And now she's written a new book with more evidence.
Yes, it's called Ripper, The Secret Life of Walter Sickert. She says she's found new evidence, including letters that were written by Jack the Ripper and by Walter Sickert on the same very unusual type of paper. She also points out that some of his paintings are very violent and frightening.
But you don't think she's right, do you?
Well, I think she might be right. She has a lot of evidence, although I don't think it's completely reliable, and a lot of people think she's wrong.
So who do you think the murderer was?
I can't tell you because I don't know.
Do you think we'll ever solve the mystery?
Yes, I think one day the mystery will be solved. Some new evidence will appear that proves 100% who Jack the Ripper was, and we'll be able to say that the case is finally closed. But right now, it's still a mystery, and people like a good mystery.